Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Katie Jones with BLDD Architects in Decatur, Illinois. How you doing, Katie?
I'm fine, thanks.
Thanks for being with us. Actually, I'm talking to you today because you were the winner of our honorarium. Every year we do a major research project and ask designers and architects questions. Everybody that participates, we put them into a drawing, and we drew your name. So you win $500. Congratulations. And it's actually, the $500 comes from our sponsor for this, Aquafil USA.
Great.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. I know some of our readers would be interested to know a little bit about BLDD Architects. Can you tell us a little bit about your firm?
Sure. We are a firm of about 80 people, and we've been in business for 80 years. And we do a lot of healthcare and K-12 and higher education projects, as well as religious facilities. Some civic work and some commercial contract work.
Okay. And you specifically, are you an architect or interior designer?
I'm an interior designer.
Interior designer. Okay. And how did you become an interior designer?
I went to school at Illinois State University.
Okay.
And got my degree there.
All right. And your firm focuses mostly in Illinois, is that right?
Correct. We do now have an office in Iowa, so we are dabbling in the Iowa market as well.
Okay. And one of the questions I like to ask is, you know, how has the economy affected y'all's business?
We're still doing really well. We noticed that our healthcare market has picked up a lot. The education is slowing a little bit because of state money, but we are still doing well. We're still hiring people, and I don't think that it has affected us too greatly, actually.
Well, that's good. So throughout this whole recession, you guys have done okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. All right. And as you say, you do a lot of education work, but that's been slowing down a little bit, and healthcare has been picking up for you?
Yes.
Are you working on a major healthcare project now?
A lot of our healthcare projects are clinic work that we're opening, or the clients have been opening medical clinics. Mostly they're private hospitals that we've been working with, rural hospitals. That's our main focus for healthcare.
All right. And our audience is mostly tuned into flooring. When it comes to specifying flooring, are there certain types of flooring that you like to use?
We use a little bit of everything, actually. Carpet, carpet tile and broadloom. We do sheet vinyl, luxury vinyl. We use terrazzo. We use wood flooring. We still use a little bit of VCT, even though we try not to. So we do use a little bit of everything. It just depends on what the project is and what budgets we're working with.
Okay. And what is the, when you say you try not to use VCT, is that, what's the reason behind that?
Usually the VCT gets thrown in there because of the budget, but
right.
It's not a very green product, and the maintenance with it, yeah, it's less expensive up front, but in the long run, it's a higher, it ends up being a higher priced product because of the amount of maintenance.
Okay. And you mentioned sustainability. I know that's a major factor in the specified market. Is that a major role in picking flooring?
Yes, we don't necessarily always go for lead projects, but we try to focus on the green aspects as much as we can.
Okay.
Even if our client doesn't ask for it, we try to be as green as we can in our building.
Okay. And which flooring do you think is most green right now, in your own opinion?
Of course, you have, you know, your more natural products like bamboo or wood and linoleum, which are pretty green. But if you're looking at maintenance, some of the no-wax sheet vinyls, I think, can also be green because of the amount of maintenance, or the low maintenance programs that you have to do with them. And also, we find that carpet can be fairly green, too. And some of the manufacturers have fairly big amount of recycled content in their products, which is also helpful.
All right. One of the questions we asked on the research, and I'd ask you, when you are specifying flooring, what is the biggest influence? Is it the rep, or what? How do you decide which?
When I'm looking for a specific manufacturer, it's usually who calls on me the most, yes. Also, cost is a big influence. And then just basically what kind of project I'm working on with, what is the best application for that project.
Do you have trouble vetting out, in other words, filtering through the greenwash and trying to figure out what really is the right product?
Sometimes, because you sometimes hear, you know, one thing from one rep and another thing from another rep about certain products, and you have to just figure out which one's the best and who's actually giving you all of the truth, which is sometimes difficult. But I feel like we have enough people in our firm that can help with that too if there's questions. So we have a lot of interior designers that have opinions on it and who know more about certain products than others too.
All right.
So that helps too.
Is there anything the flooring industry could do to make your job easier?
We're always looking for install costs and product costs, and sometimes that's hard to come by if it's not a company that you've worked with regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I don't know if they could easily make a cheat sheet of what we can use for square foot costs or yard costs for budgeting.
Right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. There's a lot of people out there that like to hear from designers and get feedback from them. So I've been talking to Katie Jones with BLDD Architects in Decatur, Illinois, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.